Our next guest on the program is a radio and television personality and the founder of the nonprofit Hope, Faith, and Dreams Foundation, based in San Antonio, Texas. We're pleased to be joined this afternoon by Armando Camina. Armando, thanks so much for being with us.
Rich, this is quite an honor for me to be on your radio program on downtown with such a prestigious guest list, and also to speak to the magical and eclectic community of Bangor, Maine.
Yeah, well, we're very excited to have you on and talk about the wonderful work you're doing. Can you explain a little bit about, well, how the foundation came to be and what your mission is?
Oh, okay. Well, it came to be in 2002. I was working I was a television broadcaster. I'd done some radio as well, but I was based in Corpus Christi, Texas, which is about 200 miles south of San Antonio, my hometown. And it was January 1st, and I came out to my balcony with a cup of coffee, and I just looked straight into the sky, and I said, "What do you want me to do this year?" And I tell you not. A flash came into my mind, and it quickly said, start a nonprofit and call it Hope, Faith, and Dreams. And so from 2002 to 2004, I was kind of massaging that idea, and it came to fruition in 2004. And our mission is to work in the education and creative arts area, and we've been successful with that. And our mission is, we believe that the power of words can change hearts, and we believe that the power of imagination, along with the power of words, can empower your whole system to go out and do something that is going to make your life so much better and those around you so much better. So we really do believe in the power of words and the power of imagination, and we've been able to be successful with those two components.
I love what you do. I'm a full-time high school teacher, and I appreciate the work that you're doing. When did the love of words come to you as a young man, and how did that open up new worlds for you?
Well, you know, I started reading when I was 10 years old, and the reason why I started reading was there was a contest in school about how many books you could read in a year, and I forgot what the prize was, but it fueled my competitive instincts in me, and so I started reading all types of books. And that kind of stopped when I went into the radio television medium. I kind of stopped, but after that encounter in 2002, I opened myself back up to it. And then working with young children and teens, helping them write their story so that they could share their message and perhaps improve their lot in life. I started saying, you know what, I started getting inspired by these kids, and I opened myself up again to reading, and also through reading, I opened myself up to writing, and I love writing now because it empowers me to go out and do good with that. So I've been able to write two children's stories, story videos that they're on YouTube. The one is called The Wondrous World of Paige Turner, which is about a horse who teaches his community two powerful words. And those two powerful words are thank you. If thank you leads to gratitude, and gratitude leads to a whole bunch of good things. And then we have another story that we just completed. It's called Go Far. And it's about an immigrant teen, female, who learns the Go Far principles from her grandmother, and she goes out and teaches those. And in fact, we have adopted the Go Far principles into our mission statement, which is generosity, optimism, focus, appreciation, and respect. And that's what we stand for.
Well, I've got a little guy, 6-year-old at home, and your nighttime routine, whether it's me or mom with him, is reading, but also quite often telling stories. And it's so powerful that you open up new worlds, and you give them so much power when you encourage and help children in becoming storytellers.
Well, absolutely. I mean, I know for me how it opened up my world, and now with so many options out there right now that can help you learn even more so than before, I think it's really important for children and people of all ages to kind of recognize the power of words, because the power of words can lift you 1,000 miles high, or it can send you straight down. And so we have to be very conscious of the fact of the words we use and how we use it and how we can use it to inspire others so that we can live a better life. I mean, I think we all have to come together. And you were talking earlier about the changes that are coming and are coming because of what we're going through right now. And right now is the most perfect time to look at yourself and see what changes can I make within me that will make me a better person. Because right now, the whole world is looking for examples, and we can be an example.
No question about that. We're talking with Armando Camina from the Hope, Faith, and Dreams Foundation. You can visit them online at hopefaithdream.com. And in schools, schools are challenged to get everything they need to do with shrinking resources every year. And so what this program offers by supplementing the regular education program, man, I have to think that the teachers, administrators, parents, and others just welcome the work you do with open arms.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's beautiful. We've done 7 publications of compilations of work with kids. And after each one, we do a book signing. And usually we go to Barnes & Noble and we set up and we invite people from the community to come out, and, of course, the parents of the children. But to see, and it doesn't ever get sold, because to see these kids, lined up on the table, ready to sign the books, I mean, they're beaming with pride. They're so confident now. They're more confident than they were before. And then the parents are there looking at, seeing what their child created and being honored by the community. So we love doing that. We love sharing the good news wherever we can go, and it empowers parents as well. And hopefully they change a little bit to help their student, their child, grow a little bit more.
I know you also do a lot in working with blended families. What are some of the unique challenges that they face?
Well, I tell you what, it is a challenge because, sometimes even though it's a blended family, there's no really a figurehead. There's no real figurehead in the whole process. So sometimes you got to dig deeper and sometimes you have to just work a little bit harder. But I think over time we've been able to get through. We come in with a positive attitude. We show the positives of what their child can do, and we try to keep everything on a comfortable, positive level, so they feel comfortable about it, and they can open up to us a little bit more. So it's in the way we use our words, it's the way we present things. I mean, that's what I feel, has made us successful, and we want to continue in that way.
When I read through the GoFAR principles and I look at them and think, man, that's the kind of thing that we could all incorporate into education, because as we know, and most of the research indicates, what we teach is rarely as important as how we teach it. And we know that the relationship between students and teachers probably much more important than curriculum. And when you look at that focus on, as you mentioned, generosity, optimism, focus, appreciation, respect, going far with a purpose, and respect too. And I say this to young teachers all the time. We have a lot of students who don't know what respect means because, unfortunately, they haven't seen it in their personal lives. We have to model that by respecting them, and then we'll get it back from them. But it's a two-way street.
No, that is absolutely right. I, as part of my career building, I was a substitute teacher. And up until recently, I
salute you, sir, for that. The toughest job in the business.
Oh, yeah. And I was working with urban kids, and that can be a challenge all to itself. But the one thing that I noticed, and you just brought it up, was the respect issue. Their parents, for some reason, haven't taught that to them. Maybe they feel like they're too busy or they're doing other things, and they forget about it, but they have to learn it from somewhere. And from a teacher, if you can, like you said, if you can show them respect, it may take a little while for them to give it back to you, but you got to keep after it, and you got to be consistent with it, because sooner or later, and I've seen it where I thought there were some kids that never would warm up to me, did warm up to me because I was just patient enough to not give in to what they were saying. Sometimes you have to grit your teeth, and sometimes you got to, but in the end, it pays off.
Well, and also we've got a generation of kids who've grown up with technology and devices, and they can be great tools, but they can also be at times great distractions. And I have to think that by getting kids to write and express themselves that way, it also increases the likelihood that they'll become readers.
Yeah, and we need readers. We can't afford to lose that aspect of our life. We need to sit down with an actual book and read. I mean, it's okay to read it off the computer, but there's nothing like getting an actual book and turning the pages and seeing what's going to happen. I hope that does not become a lost art. But at the same time, we do live in a technology era, and it's never going to go away. It's just going to keep building. So I think us, as people who want to progress and do that sort of thing, I think we have to kind of somehow merge the two, but don't let people forget about the old-fashioned way, the actual picking up a book. Don't forget about that. But at the same time, develop some tools that and we're looking into that. We have an open mind to see what we can do. But I do know technology, we need to incorporate something into technology that we can spread our message. So, balancing both things, I think it can be done with the right situation, with the right people. But it's very important that we do balance and not forget the old and embrace the new.
HopeFaithAndDream.com is the website. You are a 501c3 charity. And if people want to help out with donations, what's the best way to do that?
Well, they can go to our website. It's like you said, it's Hope, HopeFaithAndDream, .com. There's a donation page on there. You can also download for a donation our works that we've created, the Wondrous World of Paige Turner and Go Far, and also have my first story that I wrote. It's called Midlife Miracle, and that story has kind of led me to where I am today. A true story that happened to me in a bar in Corpus Christi that totally changed my life. So that's there too. So you can download those for any donation that you'd like, or go to our donation page and do that. Or if you want to drop us a line, say hello or have an idea. I mean, like I said, we're very open to collaborations. We're based in San Antonio, Texas, but we want to reach out everywhere.
Well, it's wonderful work you're doing. I'm so glad to have you on. So glad our mutual friend Ken Franklin got us together. Thanks so much for being with us today, Armando.
Oh yeah, beautiful Ken. I kudos to Ken. He and I started out in Texas radio, and fortunately we've kept in touch all these years. So thank you, Ken, and thank you again for allowing me to be a part of your program.
Well, I appreciate it. Hope we can do it again sometime. Be well, Armando. Thanks again for being with us.
I look forward to it, and be well too, Rich.
Armando Camina, the Hope, Faith, and Dreams Foundation here on Downtown.